There's a lot of attention being focused on the quite literal growing pains of Oregon's marijuana industry, all the money, the taxes, where the dispensaries can and cannot operate. But one aspect of Oregon's law we may be forgetting about is this. It is illegal for people under 21 to consume cannabis. The Oregon Health Authority developed a pilot prevention program to discourage juvenile marijuana use, and in July that program they announced that that program will be expanding statewide. We have two people from OHA with us today who have been closely involved with the program. Kati Mosley is a policy specialist. Good morning, Kati.
Good morning.
And Megan Gerdes is a health promotion specialist also with the Oregon Health Authority. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning, John.
So the program is called Stay True to You, and the goal is to prevent or delay the initiation of marijuana use among Oregon's population between the ages of 12 and 20. Just generally, Kati, having marijuana be legal for adults in Oregon must present some challenges to this program. Can you give us a sense of that situation?
Well, certainly. Like any substance that's legal for adults that we know is harmful, particularly if used by youth and young adults, when it is legal, we do see more marketing and promotion of it in our communities, and that certainly starts to create a social norm around the using the product. And our mass media health communication campaign, Stay True to You, has really been trying to put health messages out there related to underage marijuana use so that there's information that's balanced and science-based for people to know and learn about the potential health effects of marijuana and be able to make some choices around that.
And so that program must be targeted at children or people, you know, under the age of 21, but also maybe at adults who might be consuming cannabis around their kids.
Absolutely. So when we designed the pilot campaign, we did include a smaller sort of supportive campaign for parents called Talk With Them, and that is available in English and Spanish. It's not being implemented right now at the statewide level. It was just piloted in the pilot sites back over the last year, and it was really focused on helping parents feel confident and comfortable and empowered to talk to their kids about marijuana use, because the parent voice really matters at that age, even though as a parent it can feel like maybe it doesn't.
So, Megan, the 2016 legislature gave money and direction to focus on youth marijuana prevention. Can you talk about how that program was constructed and implemented in its pilot phase, the Stay True to You program?
Sure. So back in the 2016 legislative session, the Oregon legislature passed two bills. One of them was House Bill 4014. And then Senate Bill 1597, and particularly the House Bill 4014, that's the one that directed the Oregon Health Authority Public Health Division to conduct a pilot health education campaign. They, within that legislation, gave about $3.97 million for the Public Health Division to develop, pilot, and evaluate a youth marijuana use prevention health education campaign. You know, that campaign was really tasked with, just as Kati was sharing, you know, being able to share messages with that youth and young adult target audience, so those aged 12 to, say, 20, with, you know, the health information around youth marijuana use, and, you know, looking to be a positive source to, you know, curb and adjust some of the social norms around using.
So initially the program was not present across the entire state of Oregon. How did you choose which regions got the pilot program?
Yeah, so that was something that was directed through the legislation. So Oregon legislature tasked us with piloting the campaign in an urban and a rural area, and then specifically identifying the urban area being the Portland metro area, including Multnomah, Clackamas, and Washington counties, and then that rural area being Jackson and Josephine down in your neck of the woods.
Okay, let's take a listen to one of the ads that we're running as part of the pilot program here.
I have friends who say getting high makes it easier to be a teenager. They make weed look fun and relaxing, which is the opposite of how I usually feel. So why wouldn't I smoke pot? Because I also see pot causing more trouble for some people, on top of the problems that getting high is supposed to help them escape. I just wonder, because marijuana affects everyone differently, how would it affect me? Being a teenager is hard enough.
That was one of the anti-pot ads run as part of the Stay True to You pilot program. Kati Mosley, how hard is it to target messages to teens who are very bright and often very skeptical of what they're being told by authorities?
Absolutely. So in order to learn more about that, at the very early phases of the pilot, before we developed our creative materials for it, we did 28 focus groups across the state, not just in the pilot regions, but throughout the state, and spoke with about 260 youth and young adults about what they know about marijuana, what they want to know about marijuana, who they trust to give them information about cannabis use, both potential health effects of it as well as potential benefits of it, what kind of messengers they look to as trusted, and what kind of values for these youth and young adults they were bringing into their decision-making around marijuana use. And from that, we learned a lot of things that I think you can see reflected in that spot, which we call the Nick spot. There was a strong call from the focus groups. We heard very clearly that youth and young adults wanted balanced information about marijuana, and they were very distrustful of information that was too strongly positive and only positive, or too strongly negative and only negative. And in response to that, we really grounded our campaign in four or five science-based messages that the Public Health Division's Retail Marijuana Scientific Advisory Committee gave input on and said these messages have sufficient grounding in science for us to use them in the campaign to talk about the potential health effects of marijuana use. And then there were some strong values that came out of those focus groups as well. One was that being a young person is actually a really difficult developmental phase. I think those of us who have lived through it, we look back on it and we're like, you know, compared to being a full-grown adult with all those responsibilities, maybe it doesn't seem as complicated. But when you're in that developmental stage, and, you know, as public health professionals, we recognize that that developmental stage is complicated. So the youth and young adults we spoke with were wanting to be addressed with empathy and not with sarcasm or a message that sort of was a, you know, pull your socks up message sort of frame. They wanted empathy for the complexity of the world that they were trying to learn how to navigate as they were growing up. And I think you really hear that theme come through in the Nick spot.
The subject today is the Oregon Marijuana Use Prevention Program, which is being rolled out statewide very soon, targeting the population between the ages of 12 and 20. Our guests from the Oregon Health Authority are Kati Mosley and Megan Gerdes. You can join the conversation this morning at 800-838-3760, or you can send your emails during the live broadcast to jx@jeffnet.org. You know, research shows that a lot of the drug abuse prevention programs that have been used over the years are ineffective, although there are some that have been successful. How was this one chosen, and what kind of scientific research did you use to make sure that it's going to be effective?
So that's a great question. I think one of the important things to know about Stay True to You is that it's very Oregon-based. We talked to youth and young adults in Oregon to understand how they wanted to receive this information and the tone of it and where they wanted to see it. And then we grounded, as I said earlier, we grounded the messages of the campaign in guidance from the Retail Marijuana Scientific Advisory Committee that really said these are the things we know enough science about to say, yes, this is a health effect of marijuana use when you're young. And we also invested heavily in evaluating our campaign. And evaluation of a program like this is a method for collecting and analyzing information about what you've done in order to see if you've accomplished what you sought to accomplish. And again, having that strong evidence from the Retail Marijuana Science Committee into our extensive focus group audience testing and then into the evaluation has made us feel secure that we created a campaign that would be resonant in Oregon. And I want to add that one shouldn't expect a mass media health communication campaign to do everything that is needed in order to create the kind of communities that families, adults, kids, parents need to make healthy choices. And so this kind of campaign really needs to be implemented in the context of strong wraparound community supports in all settings, schools, community settings, everywhere that help kids learn information and be able to use that information to make decisions.
We have an email here from a listener, Boyd in Wolf Creek. He says, cannabis messaging is a mashup. We began legalization with medical uses. And either one of you, he asked this question, are there government dollars for research into the respiratory downsides of smoking marijuana?
That's a great question. I don't know, actually. I don't. Our work is really focused around the public health role of warning about the potential harms of marijuana use and tracking use. And I don't know what the research side might be doing.
Okay. And what kind of programs exist to talk to adults about abusing marijuana? Or is that outside the scope of your activities there at OHA?
Right now that is, though I think it's important to say that every county and every federally recognized tribe in Oregon has a alcohol and drug prevention and education program that operates in that area. And those are very strong programs that offer more of those wraparound kind of supports that I was talking about, including supports for adults who feel they need some help to stop or use less.
We're talking about the Oregon Health Authority's marijuana use prevention program this morning. You can join the conversation at 800-838-3760, or you can send your emails during the live broadcast to jx@jeffnet.org. So we heard a spot, and obviously younger people are using a variety of media these days. Megan, what pathways did you use in today's media environment to reach younger people?
Yeah. So the campaign took, several different creative approaches, and we developed creative content then to be shared out through a kind of youth-focused website, which you can find at staytruetoyou.org. And on that website, we did provide kind of a Q&A component. Something that came out of the focus groups was youth really wanted to hear, those balanced messages. What are some of the health effects of, underage, youth and young adult marijuana use. We also developed a number of kind of video spots, knowing that, our population really is engaging a lot both on social media as well as just, on mobile and tablet devices. Wanted to create a dynamic content that would really connect and resonate with them, things that they could quickly share across their networks. We, in addition to the website, on social media, we can be found at Facebook, Instagram, as well as Twitter. And those various messages and social media posts really kind of played on two specific themes, one of them kind of being testimonials, where we reached out to real people in Oregon who have a story to tell about their use of marijuana as a youth or young adult. And that was really a theme that came out in focus groups, that young people wanted to hear from real people their experience and story, knowing that marijuana affects everyone differently, being able to hear that firsthand. The second piece was kind of playing into this, some of the values that youth and young adults expressed during the focus groups. And one of those kind of particular values and themes really was around this idea of being a role model. And it, you know, kind of invoked sort of a protective factor, if you will, and, you know, shared some of our messaging, you know, that when youth and young adults see that younger siblings, maybe cousins, or even just younger teens look up to them, that they're less likely to use marijuana for reasons of, you know, not wanting to put these younger people in their life at risk for using too.
We're just about out of time, and I wanted to ask you both, at what point will you be able to know whether the full program has been successful? Do you have some benchmarks there?
Yeah, you know, the campaign has been rigorously evaluated. There was a final campaign evaluation. It just concluded here late this this summer. And, you know, some of those you know, campaign search results, you know, the key findings really were the campaign was effective. We know that it successfully reached youth and young adults in the pilot areas. We know that, you know, the campaign was successful in kind of shifting the social norm for those youth in the pilot areas to, you know, to identify the social norm that most of their peers, that only one out of five high school juniors smokes pot. And then secondly, you know, kind of youth and young adults also, you know, quickly understood the legal consequences of underage marijuana use.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time. Thank you so much, Oregon Health Authorities, Kati Mosley and Megan Gerdes, talking about the marijuana use prevention program.